Last week, both Alison and I preached on the first part of 1 Corinthians 12 and how we've all been given gifts by God when we become disciples, and most importantly, that they are for the common good. You're still able, should you wish, to pick them up off the website. In his first letter to Timothy, Paul urged, "Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you." When we fail to identify, use, or develop our gift, we fail to fulfill our God-given potential as individuals, but also the worshiping community as a whole may well fail to thrive, and others may suffer. Paul has gone on to further develop that theme in the latter half of 1 Corinthians 12 by referring to believers as the body of Christ. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 139. "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful." The human body, when you think about it, is amazing, isn't it? All the varying things that we can do. It's absolutely incredible. Our design enables us to do so much more. Apparently, we really started evolving considerably because of opposable thumbs, if you believe in evolution. Otherwise, you might think that God at the right time decided to give us opposable thumbs. How often do we stop and thank our Creator for our bodies, to praise Him because we are fearfully and wonderfully made? Just spend a moment about thinking about how a body operates. If you have an arm or a hand out of action, you can do some things by using the other hand, can't you? Your writing might be a bit sloppy. The bank might well return a check. But on the whole, you can get on. But there are a number of things you can't do, such as opening jars or tins. If a leg atrophies because it's not been used, not only does it make walking difficult, but it can throw your whole body off and give you aches and pains in all sorts of places. If you lose an eye, your depth perception might cause accidents. Both eyes, losing one's sight entirely, has a huge effect physically, mentally, and spiritually. When we think about it, we don't do so well if one part of our body is not functioning properly. And some of those effects may have long-term repercussions, physically and mentally, as medics are finding out when they're doing tests on twins. They discovered that a twin that had a broken leg and was laid up in bed for quite a while had long-term problems with weight in a way that his other twin didn't. And one child who had, I think it was chickenpox as a child, their twin didn't have other things later on. It affects childhood illness or disability, even for a short period of time, affects our bodies long term. When you start making these connections, you realize that if part of the body of Christ, part of the church, is not functioning properly, other parts have to compensate or take on extra tasks, and that there will be repercussions physically, mentally, and spiritually. Whereas if everyone is exercising their spiritual gifts, the whole body will be healthy, and so will the wider community. Peter knew about this when he wrote in 1 Peter, "As each of you has received a spiritual gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Do you remember the parable that Jesus taught about the three servants who were given talents? And the first two used them to make more wealth for their master, whereas the third buried them. And remember the reaction of the master to the one who merely buried his. Each of us has been given talents to use for the common good. And we need to care for everybody else within the body. If one part of our body is suffering, we should all be caring for that part, because not to do so affects the health of us all. One of my previous neighbours had a small cut on his finger, just a tiny, tiny little nick that you probably wouldn't notice normally and ended up in hospital with septicemia. We need to look after one another properly for the health of the whole church. And we might be tempted to wish that we were another part, played a different part. May I tell you a story of Charles Plum, a US jet fighter pilot in Vietnam. After 75 combat missions, his plane was destroyed by a surface-to-air missile. Plum ejected and parachuted into enemy hands. He was captured and spent 6 years in a communist prison. He survived that ordeal and now lectures about lessons learned from that experience. One day, when Plum and his wife were sitting in a restaurant, a man at another table came up and said, "You're Plum! You flew jet fighters in Vietnam from the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk. You were shot down." "How in the world did you know that?" asked Plum. "I packed your parachute," the man replied. Plum gasped in surprise and gratitude. The man pumped his hand and said, "I guess it worked." Plum assured him, "It sure did. If your chute hadn't worked, I wouldn't be here today." Plum couldn't sleep that night thinking about that man. "I kept wondering what he might have looked like in a Navy uniform, a Dixie cup hat, a bib in the back, and bell-bottom trousers. I wondered how many times I might have passed him on the Kitty Hawk. I wondered how many times I might have seen him and not even said, 'Good morning, how are you?' or anything. Because you see, I was a fighter pilot and he was just a sailor." Plum thought of the many hours the sailor had spent on a long wooden table in the bowels of the ship, carefully weaving the shrouds and folding the silks of each chute, holding in his hands each time the fate of someone he didn't know. Now Plum asks his audience, "Who's packing your parachute?" Everyone has someone who provides what they need to make it through the day. And as a church, that's what we should all be doing for one another, serving each other in the ways that might not even be recognized by the other. Because it could make all the difference. So we should each be honoring one another, supporting one another, building one another up, using our gifts, developing our gifts, stewarding our gifts for the common good. Not because we're compelled to, but because it makes sense. And it also demonstrates the love that God has for this world and that led one man to die for us.